home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you. We are live on Drive Time right here on the Big Talker 1700 as Trent and I will take you all the way until 6 o'clock tonight. We say hello, Jimmy B and TC. You can always get in on the program at 264-1700. Great show lined up. In about 15 minutes or so, Pat Hardy will join us. AllHawkeyes.com will pick his brain about the Hawks in the upcoming game against Minnesota. At 4:40, Nate Olson, Whole Hog Sports. Nate's been on the show in the past. They're going to most likely fire Brett Bielema at Arkansas. So we thought we'd have Nate on and get a perspective on from Nate on where he believes Bielema will be if he jumps back into the Big Ten or if he sits out for a year or so. And Cody Peck, BC Divide. Cody and Derek are the brothers who have the website BC Divide. Cody is the Cyclone fan. Derek is the Hawk fan. It is Cody who will be our guest today at 5:20. Trent, how are you, pal?
Good. A quick World Series game last night. That put me in a good mood. Was able to watch a little hockey last night because of it. Watched the Blackhawks in Vegas last night. And one of the crazy stories of the beginning of the year. Jimmy B, we probably should have anticipated, though it's an expansion team. Teams making their way out there to Sin City. Maybe they're going to have a little difficult time getting going against the Knights because they're going to have a few Knights of their own out and about, probably hitting up, you know, places like O'Shea's. What is it? Bill's Gambling Hall. I'm sure that's the places that the NHL players are at, right?
Oh, they might as well. They got the disposable income, Trent. You might as well go lose it in Sin City. Look, the Knights are a huge story in the NHL. They're like 8-1. And it's amazing, considering we all know the tragedy that took place there. But Las Vegas has rallied around their real first professional team, although some would say that Jerry Tarkanian had a professional team at UNLV. But this is the first real professional team that is there at that level. The Raiders will be there in 2 to 3 years. But Vegas all of a sudden has become like this hot commodity. I mean, we always go because we go there for the action. And now, not only will you go for the action, you're going to go for the pro sports as well.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, but we're not here to talk about Vegas sports right now, Jimmy B. We're not here to talk hockey in October. We're here to talk about some ridiculous things. And I got something I got to start right now with. And Jimmy B, it is a longtime rant of mine. It is one of the growing frustrations that I continue to have about one of our in-state schools. In college basketball, right around the corner, my good friend and a guy that we've had on the program a lot throughout the years, Matt Norlander, with CBSSports.com. So he comes out with a list today of every team, 1 through 351 of college basketball. So he's got the Hawkeyes at 55, lower than I would put them, lower than you'd put them, I'm sure, Jimmy B, lower than a lot of people around the state have put them. But this has nothing to do about Norlander's placing of Iowa. It comes back to what we talked about when this schedule came out for Iowa in the non-conference, and it's dreadful. Once again, there are years where you have to schedule in college basketball a certain way. You have to schedule victories. You have a young squad. You're rebuilding a program. A myriad of different reasons why you schedule certain ways. Or you have a good team and you have a chance to make the tournament. Northern Iowa, a perfect example of that. The way that they have scheduled in the past, starting with Greg McDermott. They had a year they went down and they played a game at LSU. When LSU was very good, in fact, a year they went to the Final Four with Big Baby Davis and that group, they went down there and played that squad. They've gone out and played Syracuse. Different programs have to schedule different ways. But Iowa continues to schedule in a way that makes absolutely no sense. Jim, you've been in college basketball a long time. You've called hundreds of games for ESPN and other networks throughout the years. You know there are bye games for everybody. There's a bye game for Iowa and Iowa State. Duke and North Carolina, they have bye games. All these teams play bye games. That's part of the system, right? Everybody does it. Everybody does it from the top level. You and I has bye games. Now, theirs are different. But even at a lower level, you'll see teams from the MEAC. They'll play bye games. They'll bring teams in, pay them money for a home game. It's as simple as that. It's not a series where you play two games in one building, one in the other. It's bye games. Everybody does it, right, Jim?
That's correct. Yes, they do.
Okay. And Iowa does the exact same thing. But this has been a continued issue for Fran McCaffrey in scheduling, and it's happening again this year. It's happening with the team that many believe, at the very least, is an NCAA tournament team. This is their non-conference schedule. They open up with three in Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Chicago State, Norlander has them ranked 332 out of 351. Alabama State, even worse, at 334. Well, you can't get much worse than 334. Oh, just wait. Grambling at 345. Those are the first three games. They go and they play the Cayman Islands tournament. Not great competition there. They open up with Louisiana, Lafayette. They're 290. They'll get either South Dakota State or Wyoming. Sodak State 140, Wyoming 117. Now, they'll play more than likely Cincinnati in the championship, who's a top 20 team. That's a good game. They come back. They play Vatek in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. That's a road game. That'll be a difficult test. Iowa State's on the road. Then they come back with this. Southern, 265. Drake, 287. Southern Utah, 336. Neutral site game against a Colorado team. That'll be an NIT team, but not even an NCAA tournament team. And they wrap it up with Northern Illinois at 246. It is brutal because of the sheer number of terrible teams that they're going to play, and it kills your RPI. Jimmy B, scheduling does not have to be as difficult as Iowa makes it year after year. Have your bye games. Absolutely play those games, but you got to play more mid-level MAC teams, mid-level Summit League teams. You can't continue to play these bottom feeders of college basketball. It kills your RPI. It happens every year, yet McCaffrey and company continue to do it.
Okay, so, oh, wise wizard, why do they continue to do that when everybody, they see these home games? You're not going to pay money to go see Chicago State, Alabama State, Grambling State. You're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. Southern Utah, you're not going to go, you're not going to do that. Why don't they play? Okay, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They would play three of those games. Chicago State, Alabama, Grambling State. Three of them. But the rest of them, their competition level could be a lot better than 265 or 336 or 246. It's amazing to me, Trent. I just continually shake my head.
Last year, their non-conference RPI was 161. Their strength of schedule was 129. That was a year where they played Kennesaw State, 259. Savannah State, 282. Texas Rio Grande Valley, 315. Stetson, 328. Delaware State, 332. What happened? Ooh. Well, they were just a game short of making the NCAA tournament. But they put themselves in that difficult predicament. Even in a year where they had a winning record in the Big Ten, even in a year where they had road victories against NCAA tournament teams, against Maryland, against Wisconsin, they went on the road and got those victories. They had home wins against good teams like Purdue. They had a resume that across the Big Ten landscape would normally be good enough to get in the NCAA tournament. But what hurt them is the way they scheduled in the non-conference. It has to get better. They have to wait to get better because, let's say, Jimmy B, this team is pretty good. That non-conference schedule is not overly grueling. Let's say they go 11-2. They beat everybody. They go and they beat Iowa State. They lose to Virginia Tech and Cincinnati, 11-2.
Right.
Now, there's not going to be a whole lot of meat to that schedule. Those 11 victories, none of those teams will be NCAA tournament teams. And they're good enough. They go 11-7 in the Big Ten. They finish fifth. All right, all well and good. It sounds great. You know, you got a resume going to the Big Ten tournament where you're sitting there at 22-9, win a game, lose another. You're 23-10. Good enough for what? Probably usually a 4-5 seed, maybe 6 right in that range. But what's going to hurt them and what you try to differentiate between teams, you know, 20 through 35, it's difficult to do, Jimmy B. And when you get down to it and you look at that non-conference strength of schedule, you say, well, we're going to slide the Hawkeyes down a couple of rungs because there's just not a whole lot of meat to that schedule. It's going to happen, and it's going to hurt this Hawkeye team. And Franny says, well, our schedule is good enough for what we play in the Big Ten. And we play Iowa State, Virginia Tech, possibly Cincinnati, Colorado. Those are all well and good. That's not what I have a problem with. it's the bye games. You can't do this. And the sheer number of them, Jimmy B, it's going to come back to bite them. Maybe not in terms of NIT versus NCAA tournament, but it's going to cost them a seed line or two, I believe, in the tournament.
I'm with you. Look, you just referenced what took place last year. Their lousy non-conference schedule cost them what appeared to be a shot to get into the NCAA tournament. So could it happen again? Look, you and I both think that they're going to be a pretty good Big Ten basketball team, barring any, you know, rash of injuries. Mm-hmm. They're talented. So is it that the athletic department, the head coach and the athletic director believe that the Big Ten Conference is enough to sway people that would say, okay, they're in the Big Ten and they finish fifth in the Big Ten or sixth in the Big Ten, well, they should get a higher seed. Well, that's not the way that it's going to get looked at, which you just chronicled. And I think it's a major mistake with what they have done here once again, Trent. And I get the bye games. I understand that. But three of them are enough. Not seven of them.
Right.
Not eight of them.
Yes.
Three.
Yeah.
Three are enough, okay?
And those three don't have to be the drag. That's the problem. Schedule teams that are bad. You can schedule bad teams, but not this bad and not this number of awful teams. You know, last year, they played four teams that played the NCAA tournament in the non-conference. They played Seton Hall, they played Virginia, they played Notre Dame, and they played Iowa State. That normally is good enough, but those other games drug down that non-conference strength of schedule. Again, they were 129 in the country a year ago, and it might even be worse this year. Not with this team, it just doesn't make sense to do that, but here we are, and they can't change it now. That's what the Hawkeyes are going to have, and they better hope that Cincinnati makes it to the championship game, and they do as well. So they at least have that on the resume, even with the loss, that'll help out. And, you know, a couple years back, Jim, the Mountain West Conference, they gamed the system. You remember that? I want to say it was 40 years ago where that became a big thing. They got four teams in, and people looked in how they were scheduled in non-conference and how they kept their strength of schedule up. Is instead of playing the Chicago States and Gramblings of the world, instead of those games, they would just bring in a D2 program. You know, they bring in, for us, it'd be Upper Iowa. They'd bring them in. It doesn't count in your strength of schedule. It doesn't count against your RPI. You still get the bye game. You still get the victory, though that victory doesn't count, quote-unquote, in the standings. But you get that. You get the same 10,000 people that are going to show up for that one as opposed to is going to show up for Alabama State, and you help out your strength of schedule. It would be better for Iowa to schedule the Iowa Conference. Instead of you take those three games away, take away those first three, Chicago State, Alabama State, and Grambling, take those three away and replace them with Upper Iowa, Wartburg, and Co., and it would actually help Iowa's schedule this year to do that.
Yeah. It's amazing to me, Trent. Look, there are a lot of smart basketball people, a lot smarter than you and I, but apparently they don't reside at Iowa. So I don't know why they continue to do this, and I'm with you. I'm backing you on your upsetness. Is that a word, upsetness?
No, it's not.
Okay, fair enough, but I just made it up. So if that's the case, I'm with you on this 100%. And I'm with you because the fans are the ones that get cheated because they're asked to pay for garbage, absolute garbage. You want to go to five or six, seven games where you know your team is going to win by 40 to 45 to 50? No. You like it if they win by 20. Okay, then it's still somewhat of a competitive game.
Yeah, I don't think that matters.
But not 45.
You know, if you substitute those games out with a game against, you know, Buffalo, who's decent in the MAC, you replace that with somebody from the, you know, last year they played Nebraska-Omaha. Of course, they lost that game, but you replace them with, I don't know, North Dakota State. Again, decent, all right teams. I don't think that's going to matter. Yeah. It's not going to all of a sudden bring more people out and they're going to get their money's worth. Regardless, you go to those kind of games because you're a season ticket holder and it's part of the package, but that's about it. It's frustrating. That's what I'm left with, and it's so frustrating. I've talked through our first segment, Jimmy B. We need a break. We're going to talk with Pat Hardy coming up on the other side. He'll join us from allhawkeyes.com. We'll get Pat's thoughts on probably not much on basketball, more on football and more disappointment from the football perspective. How Iowa bounces back after that overtime loss to Northwestern. We'll talk some football next. Pat Hardy will join us here. It's Jimmy B and TZ.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Sponsored by AccountTemps. AccountTemps is the better way to find top talent quickly. AccountTemps interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Visit AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
This is Trent Condon from 1700 KBGG. For every 10 miles per hour over 50 miles per hour, the risk of death in a crash is doubled. Make zero fatalities your goal and slow down.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to buy a MyPillow and get another absolutely free. That's MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind, and our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, fooddudesdelivery.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Jimmy B and TC, we roll all the way till 6 o'clock right here on the Big Talker 1700. It's always good when Pat Hardy takes a few minutes and hangs out with us. He is joining us today on the Draft House 50 hotline. Pat Hardy, allhawkeyes.com. Anything you need to know, that's the site to go to on the Hawks. Pat, how are you, man?
Good, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're doing great. Let's get into this game coming up. Look, this is a team, meaning the Hawkeyes, that has struggled offensively. It looks like they have totally lost their way. 10 points seems to be the high water mark here. How do they reverse that, and can they reverse that against Minnesota?
Oh, I think they can definitely reverse it. I mean, they're going to have to do it partly by running the ball, but I don't think they have to do that exclusively. I think, if anything, they might be able to help their rushing attack a little bit by maybe emphasizing the pass a little bit more early and often, and kind of see where that goes. And I think another thing, and Nate agreed yesterday, I think Nate Stanley needs to start running the ball a little bit more. I mean, there's times where he either decides to throw it away or waits and waits and takes a sack or throws it into a tight window. When I mean, there were a couple times against Northwestern where I thought he could have ran easily for 10, 12 yards if he just would have tucked the football and ran. I think we might start seeing a little bit of that too. In addition to maybe seeing more of Akram in the slot, I think they definitely have to make little subtle changes like that, because, I mean, Greg Davis did that last year, and it produced some pretty positive results in the second half.
Yeah, certainly no Greg Davis fans, not a whole lot of them around anymore, but he was able to figure out a way to get Wadley in space. You go back and some of the biggest plays of the year, the one that proved to be the game winner against Iowa State, that was him out in space. Now, they're in a two-minute drill different. Against Penn State, it was Wadley in space.
Yep.
They got to find a way to do that. And another thing, when it's third and fourth and one, they've struggled. A, we haven't seen Stanley, to my recollection, sneak the ball at all, which was always very effective for Iowa throughout the years. And secondly, how about you put in 220-pound Torin Young as opposed to 185-pound Acker Wadley?
I've thought about those and wonder the same thing. Or every once in a while, why not try your fullback for a yard?
Yeah.
I know it's predictable, but I mean, these fullbacks are 250 pounds. Just put him in there. But Stanley's the one that's a little strange. I don't know. Maybe there's something going on in practice we just don't see. Maybe he's just not. I mean, Tom Brady, as great as he is at throwing the ball, one of the things he may do better than anything is quarterback sneaks. There's a certain knack to it, because Brady's not some big, huge guy as far as size, but you'd think Nate at 240 pounds, and he's put together, you would think they would start doing that more, as opposed to trying to always slam Akram in between the tackles. Lots of times he's getting the ball 5-6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. By the time the linemen have done any type of blocking, he's still not up to the line of scrimmage, and it's just not working. So I'm with you. I think we got to start seeing if Nate Stanley can do anything with his legs, because we saw how huge that was with CJ over the last 2 years, and a healthy Rudock. If you remember back to 14, Jake Rudock, before he got hurt, he won the game up at Minnesota back then with his ability to run. And I think that's something they're going to have to get from Nate Stanley, because their offense is too limited without it.
Pat Hardy is our guest on the Draft House 50 hotline. All right, Pat, let's follow up with that. Because the offensive line for Iowa is beat up and banged up. They've got freshmen in spots that they didn't think they were going to be playing there, but they're there now. How detrimental, then, has that been for offensive line play?
Well, I mean, obviously it hasn't helped. I still think, though, excuses. I mean, every team is banged up there. I'm not saying every team's
sure
missing two starters or what have you, but even before Ike was hurt in the first two games, I didn't think they looked that good the opening game. I thought they'd run the ball a lot better in the season opener. They haven't looked cohesive all year, but obviously the injuries hurt. But to me, the question is, why are Tristan Wirfs and Leonard Jackson their next best options as a redshirt, as a true and a redshirt freshman at the two huge tackle positions? Where's everybody else? Where are the other linemen? There's a lot of third-year sophomores, juniors, and second-year sophomores. Where are those guys? I mean, that to me, it's not Wirfs and Jackson's fault that they're the best options. They're struggling now because they're young, but makes me wonder if they've, you know, they've maybe missed on some other, because there's a lot of veteran linemen in there that aren't playing.
Yeah, that's a good point, and that you have to turn to that point already this season. Makes it a little bit difficult. So offensively, there was also the play-calling issue, and a couple of times, there's a 2nd and 17 where in the second half, it almost felt like Iowa gave up on that possession. What's your take right now on Brian Ferentz? There's been an evolution of the passing game. I think we can at least see they're moving back to the Ken O'Keefe scheme of what they try to do in the passing scheme. But how would you grade him right now, a little over halfway through season number one as the OC?
I'd give him a C-plus probably, because I think you still, even with all the issues with Nate Stanley, his numbers are still pretty impressive through the air. I mean, the passing numbers are hard to really deny. So you got to give Brian some credit for that. And I think Brian has shown, other than the second half against Northwestern and at times against Michigan State because they were completely stymied, Brian has shown more willingness to be aggressive, think a little bit outside the box. With Davis, the biggest problem with Greg is when three receivers would line up out, you almost knew they were going to throw because they almost always did. When he had the fullback and the tailback in and one tight end, they were very, very predictable, even for Iowa. Sometimes it worked, though. Now, with Brian, the tendencies are different. I mean, they may put four receivers out there and have Wadley in the backfield by himself, and he'll run the ball. You know, I'll give them credit for that, but it just seems like against Northwestern, Brian kind of reverted back to a lot of Greg Davis in that, let's just get out of here. Let's don't do anything dangerous. It's close. Let's just keep running the ball. Something's going to break, because if we try too many passes, it seems like they just went back to being real conservative, playing not to lose. And to me, that goes back to the head guy. And I think there's times when Kirk controls more than we think. Sometimes it works. It just did not work against Northwestern. It just looked like they were playing not to lose and that they just wanted to get out of there, milk the clock, just make this game as short as possible so we can maybe win with a field goal and just get the hell out of here. It just seems like that was their mentality, and that's what happens sometimes. And I don't know. I mean, sometimes it backfires.
Look, that was going to be my next question, and you jumped on it and answered it eloquently. So I'll just follow up on that. Could that continue, in your estimation, the rest of the season? In other words, you just referenced the fact that maybe Kirk is more involved than what a lot of people think, and that's just the way it's going to be the rest of the season? Or will Brian have an opportunity to open things up a little more like he did against Iowa State?
Yeah, I don't think Kirk is against change. I mean, Kirk let Greg Davis, I mean, Akram caught 25 of his 36 passes last year in the last six games. They made changes. I think what happens sometimes with Kirk is he gets caught up in the heat of the moment. That game was agonizing last Saturday. It just got the feeling, God, if one team could just run for 10 yards, they're going to win this game. And I think that's how Kirk and them coached it in the second half. I think both teams got so conservative, they were so frustrated they couldn't do anything. I don't think that's going to necessarily have a carryover effect. But I do think the one thing is you might start seeing them use the pass more to set up the run. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm giving him too much credit for thinking outside the box. But I don't think we're going to see Akram slam between the tackles 25 times on Saturday unless it works early. Now, if they get out there and early on and their linemen are certain themselves and they're controlling the line of scrimmage and Akram's getting 8-9 yards, yeah, they'll keep doing it. But I'm hoping this time that if they start to struggle early like they did, they're going to do some changes, because I think the Northwestern game was reality. Hey, this is the first time you've lost to a team that's not real good. Michigan State and Penn State can be justified. They're good teams. Northwestern's not very good. So I think, to me, it was more of an eye-opener in that respect.
Talking with Pat Hardy, allhawkeyes.com, with us here as we're talking some Iowa Hawkeye football. Minnesota on deck, the best trophy in college football. Floyd of Rosedale on the line. This Gophers team, not very good in PJ Fleck's year number one. And, yeah, there's some frustration right now, but I think it'd reach a fever pitch if they lose to the Gophers Saturday evening.
You mean if they lose to Iowa, the fans? Yeah, oh, yeah, I think both teams are desperate for a win. I mean, Minnesota ran the ball well against Illinois. I think they had over 300 yards, didn't they? But they still struggled to win the game. They're not getting very good play at quarterback. Yeah, and they're 1-3. Both teams have the same record. This is a huge game. I mean, we always say, well, the next game's the biggest game. Well, in this case, the next game is the biggest game because both teams don't want to sink even further. And if Iowa loses this game, you're looking at a chance where they're 4-6 after 10 games. This is a huge game to get back at 5-3, get some momentum going into Ohio State. But it's the same for Minnesota. I've been really kind of disappointed. They just haven't really... I mean, Maryland came in there and just pounded them, and their defense has been sort of disappointing. You get so caught up in all that PJ Fleck stuff, you sometimes forget about the team. And, yeah, to me, they're going to come in here desperate for a win. But I just got a feeling Iowa's going to win this game. I have them. I've still got them going 6-6, and I have them 4-3 at this stage. But my two victories are Minnesota and Purdue, and I'm standing by that and give them a little better chance of beating Nebraska there. But we'll have to see.
Pat Hardy is our guest. Pat, let's quickly follow up then. If you're going to select this game, and we're going to put you on the spot right now, what do you have it at?
Like Iowa 23-19, 23-17, something like that.
So an ugly, boring Iowa football.
Cold, windy, cold. Yeah, and this is another thing. I'm not a fan of any night games after October 15th. It's going to be mid-30s at the best, windy, could have pre... It's just going to be where the weather's going to be a big factor. And I just... It doesn't need to be. I mean, it doesn't... It's going to be bad enough at noon on Saturday to play this game at 5:30 and have the second half after 7 o'clock. It's not going to be pleasant. That could impact how many people are in the stands. I mean, they have 4,500 tickets available as of Tuesday. They're going to have trouble selling those.
Talking with Pat Hardy here. Pat, you know, as you go through this Iowa team and now... looking forward, it's still a young roster. You know, we mentioned the tackles, quarterback. There's plenty of pieces coming back and a lot of excitement that goes along with it. But as you look at this program and what they have going forward, do you think it's building back to what we see seemingly every 3 or 4 years, that they're on the way back up, or do you see a dip happening before we get to that point?
Well, it's hard to say. When you say a dip, with Ferentz now, a dip is, oh, a 6-6, 7-6 type. I see that for this year. Next year, it's hard to say. I mean, the schedule's not going to be easy, and they have to replace all three linebackers, and none of the other linebackers play. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
They
yes.
never substitute yeah. a linebacker. And they moved Kevin Ward, and they moved Ben Neiman, didn't use any of the young guys. I'm really concerned about linebacker, and we know with this defense and any defense for Iowa, linebacker's huge. And that's an issue next year. And they're going to lose Sean Welsh. They're going to lose Boone Myers. They're going to lose Ike Becker up front. So I don't know. I'm thinking maybe next year, if the ball bounces right, they could maybe win 8-9. I don't see any quick 11-12 win season. But, of course, I didn't see 2-15 coming either. That's the thing with Kirk Ferentz. You just never know.
It's great having you on the show always, Pat. You have a great afternoon, and we'll see what happens this Saturday in the cold
okay,
and the snow, possibly. Thank you, Pat.
All right, thanks. Enjoyed it.
Pat Hardy, right here on the Draft House 50 hotline. Look, he's got Iowa winning the game. I would have to favor Iowa in this game right now. Look, Trent, I know we do our picks on Friday.
Yeah.
But right now, I'd be leaning toward the Hawkeyes, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Minnesota, the new quarterback there, he can't throw. I mean, that's a very limited Minnesota team. And I really think that Iowa's going to win this game pretty handily. I joked on Twitter after the line came out and how low it was that I will find a way to lose this game. But I don't believe that. This is not a good Gopher team. We'll see. Fleck, hey, this is a place that he's kind of targeted, Iowa City. We know what happened last summer. Brian Ferentz throwing a couple of jabs his way. We'll see on that. But I have a feeling normally when Iowa appears to be down and appears to be down on their luck, they find a way to bounce back. I think they do that on Saturday night. But we will make our official picks on Friday with that.
I'm good with that too, pal. We're going to continue to talk college football. We're going to head to beautiful Arkansas. The reason, it appears that the run by Brett Bielema as the Hogs head football coach may be coming to an abrupt halt. Our guest will be Nate Olson, Whole Hog Sports, and we'll get into the SEC a little bit with him. A lot of teams are going to be looking for head coaches. We'll have that conversation with Nate right here on the Big Talker 1700.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
It's football season, and that means it is time to find your spot for all the big games. Trenkot in here for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. 48 big screen TVs, all the games on college Saturdays, and the NFL on Sundays. Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. But it's not just about having all the great games on. You need more than that. You need great food. Draft House 50 has just that. Huge burgers. My favorite, the pizza burger. Ground beef, Italian sausage, mozzarella cheese, little marinara, and pepperoni. Big burgers, great sandwiches, pizza. You want to go with the lighter fare? They got salads and appetizers for you as well. And you can't forget about the beer. It's in the name, Draft House 50. Local beers on tap, microbrews, whatever you're in the mood for, make it Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. Your football headquarters, Draft House 50, 6240 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. I'll see you there.
Sponsored by your locally owned Domino's. Domino's $7.99 large three-topping carryout offer is every day. So no matter what day it is, it's always a good day for pizza. Ask for this offer. Availability and charges may apply.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check. I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
We're changing things up at Chili's. Even our song is changing.
Our old song was baby back, baby back, baby back. It was about ribs because that was our thing.
Everything's getting an update.
Our new menu is totally different. We made your favorite things a lot bigger.
We made our new burger half a pound. That's much bigger.
And the ribs are 30% bigger. The fajitas are way bigger too.
48% actually. But that's like impossible to sing.
I don't know. Maybe just let me try it. The fajitas have 48% more fajitas.
Mm-hmm. Oh baby, Chili's is back.
Baby back, baby back.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the kid's smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
And had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kinemakes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
1700 KBGG is your home for high school football. Join me, Trent Condon, each and every Friday night starting at 7 o'clock for the Central Iowa Game of the Week. After the game, keep it locked on 1700 KBGG for the Hartung and Schrader Scoreboard Show. We'll take you up until 11 o'clock with scores from across the state of Iowa. Your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG. The playoffs begin Friday night at 7 o'clock on 1700 Southeast Polk. Travels to Johnston to take on the Dragons on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG.
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun out in the sun here at Camp Sunnyside.
Learn more at EasterSealsIA.org.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Welcome back, everybody. We roll till 6 o'clock, and there's going to be so many changes in college football in the offseason. And some of them might even take place if some teams continue to lose the way they are by just getting hammered week in and week out. We already saw a coaching change at Georgia Southern. There might even be more even before the season is over. So we asked Nate Olson to come on the show. Nate works for Whole Hog Sports. He covers the Arkansas Razorbacks. And Brett Bielema, very familiar to everybody in our listening audience from his time in the Big Ten. But now he is the Hogs head coach, and former Iowa State head coach Paul Rhodes is on his staff. So we got a lot to get into here. Nate, welcome to the show, pal.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. And let's start with Bielema and what has happened at Arkansas. It went from a love fest and a team that looked like it was going to be pretty solid in the SEC to a team now, Nate, that's just getting blown out weekend after weekend. What happened to this team?
Well, I wrote a couple weeks ago that I think all this can be traced back to last year, the day after Thanksgiving in Columbia, Missouri. Arkansas had a 3-touchdown lead on Mizzou at the half. Looked like they were going to cruise to the win. And second half looked like they never played football before, and Drew Lock and company came back and beat them. And that was a real tough pill to swallow, because that would have been the eighth win of the year. And after an embarrassing loss to Auburn and a blowout against LSU, that would have saved some faith. And then you move on to the Belk Bowl against Virginia Tech, and almost the same scenario, Jimmy B. Have Virginia Tech down 24-0 at the half and come back and lose that game. So you go from possibly being 9-4 to 7-6 and kind of limp into the offseason. I really don't think that they have gotten their swagger back since, you know, they beat Mississippi State down in Starkville in late November, and they haven't beaten a Power 5 team since then. And so I think that a lot of that negative momentum and juju followed them into the offseason, and Raleigh Williams, where the star running back, was lost. He retired, hurt his neck for the second time during spring football practice, and it just seems like Bielema is different. The coaches are different. The assistants, Rhodes, all those guys. There's no swagger. It seems like there could be some dissension in the ranks in the locker room. There was a fight between a couple of players that resulted in one of the running backs getting hit in the jaw and injuring himself. And it just seems like things are really, really off, and it just gets worse each week.
So Nate, good to talk with you again, Bielema.
Yeah.
Certainly a beloved figure here in the state. At least he was for a while. Now his days in Wisconsin maybe changed the perception for many people. Still has got that Hawkeye tattoo on his ankle. But when he left Wisconsin to take that job, I think most people realized it was going to take a while to get them up and get him building that program the way many people anticipated. Why hasn't it worked? Is it the scheme? Is it the style? Is it just they haven't been able to recruit at a high enough level? Now, we're not expecting them to go and beat Alabama year after year, but why in year number 4 are some of these same issues continuing to crop up?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of all those. You're very astute there. I mean, it's one thing is he brought a really good staff there.
Yeah.
And then all those guys left. And so he had to hire many of them. And one of the places where they're really hurting is on the offensive line. As you know, at Wisconsin, that was always a hallmark, and it was supposed to be at Arkansas, and it was for a while. You know, a big, huge lineman that block, that plow holes through for these talented running backs to run through, and that worked effectively for a while. And then this year they hired Kurt Anderson 2 years ago. Sam Pittman went to Georgia, or I guess a year ago, and He was a very good recruiter, very good with the line. Anderson was an assistant offensive line coach, I think, at the Buffalo Bills. He played at Michigan, but he just hasn't done very well with this line. And that is the big weakness of the team. They have decent skill players, but nobody has time to throw the ball. Austin Allen was lost for a few games. He's maybe going to come back. He's a very talented quarterback. His brother played there. His brother's, I think, on a taxi squad in the NFL right now. But very good quarterback. But yeah, he's been hit like 109 times. It was like number one in the nation the last 2 years for quarterbacks. And so that's been a big thing. And then recruiting, Paul Rhodes is running a defense that runs the 3-4. There really isn't a lot of athletes to hang their hat on, though. When you run that defense, you have to have some studs, and they don't have a lot of playmakers. It looks like they are deficient in speed, you know, about every team they play against. And so I think the last couple of recruiting years haven't been very good, and it's just kind of mounted up on them. And you know, I think it's to the point now where when you look at other programs and the way things go and the progression, usually at this point you can say there's going to be a change. It's got all of the factors, all of the red flags to signify that. You know, I don't like putting lists together and stuff until there's, you know, a vacancy. Right now they have a head football coach, but it sure doesn't look very good for him. I don't think it looks good for him to return. I mean, if you ask me, you think he'll be back? I don't think he would unless there's some sort of turn around where they win a couple of games, but it's like until they beat an SEC team, you kind of wonder if they can.
Nate Olson is our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. All right, Nate, what has happened to the SEC? It's Alabama and Georgia, and then it's just like, oh, so ho-hum. Butch Jones, he's going to get tossed at Tennessee.
Yeah.
You already referenced Bielema. Is there going to be a major overhaul in the SEC then?
Yeah, I think so. And see, that's one of the things that you could argue why Arkansas maybe should keep Bielema, because you could be competing against two or three other programs that probably have more prestige than you do in trying to compete to get a coach, and that's not counting other jobs that might be open across the country. And so there was a string of hires in 2012, and you had Malzahn at Auburn, Sumlin at Texas A&M, Jones was in there, and a lot of those haven't panned out. And I think you're kind of seeing that those programs, you know, they're not adding the quality depth that you've seen before with some of those hires. And so I think someone may have righted the ship there a little bit. He may get another year. Ole Miss will be looking for a new coach. Hugh Freeze resigned. They have an interim coach there. So they'll be looking for a new coach. I think Orgeron at LSU has bought himself some time. And you don't want to hire a guy 1 year and let him go if you don't have to. And I think he's kept his job. But I think there's also some doubt on whether he's going to be good for the long haul or not. So, yeah. There's just been some hires, including the Arkansas one. But I will say, you know, and I need to write this soon, that when they hired Brett Bielema, I thought that was an outstanding hire. And I wasn't the only one that thought that. Jeff Long kept that under his hat until the day that he was announced. I mean, if anybody in Arkansas says they reported that Brett Bielema was going to be the coach before it happened, is lying. Nobody knew that. Nobody had any idea. There was a lot of names passed around, thrown out, trying to stick, and Long, he pulled the end around there, and I thought it was a brilliant move. I thought that Bielema, you know, the system is different, but I thought his pedigree and what he did at Wisconsin would translate here. And it looked like for a while it was going to happen, but when you have a year like this, like I said, I just don't know how you survive this, because it looks like he's kind of lost the football team.
So Gus Malzahn, you know, going through a solid year at Auburn, but that loss to Florida still lingers, I think, right now. There's a conversation about him possibly coming back home and heading to Arkansas. Can you envision that scenario at all? I mean, you're still in the SEC West. You're going back to Arkansas. Is that a realistic scenario?
I think it is, Trent. I, you know, if you'd asked me that a few weeks ago, I don't know if I'd agree. Paul Feinbaum, who is very connected in Alabama, you know him as the SEC Network host and radio host. He's brought that up. A few other people have brought it up. I think that Gus isn't happy at Auburn. I've heard that he and Jay Jacobs, the AD, are not on speaking terms. I don't know. There may be a middle, maybe somewhere, the truth may be somewhere in the middle there, but it sounds like there's some friction. When he lost to LSU and coughed up that lead, or Auburn did, a lot of boo-birds came out. And Auburn, you're on a short leash there. They fired Gene Chizik, a couple years removed from winning a national championship. The expectations are super high. And so I really believe this, that if Arkansas did let Bielema go, that the stone-cold lock to make sure that the program does what they want it to, the best guy for that would be Gus Malzahn. The other guys are up-and-comers, young guys, maybe assistant coaches. With Malzahn, you know that you're going to have a chance to probably win 8 games a year. He recruits Arkansas like no one else can. He was a former high school coach here. He was at Arkansas State for 1 year and really over-recruited there. He got guys that never would have come there, both in Arkansas and outside the state, and left that cupboard very, very full for Blake Anderson, who came in. And so he would be great here. And, the rumors are flying around that behind the scenes, that is what is taking place. You hear everything, and based on the search from last year, everybody and their brother, including John Gruden, who was wearing red ties on Monday Night Football, was coming to Arkansas. So, you can't believe everything. But I think that is a whole lot more possible than I would have, earlier in the year. I think it could happen. And I think if Arkansas hired him, I think it would be a good move if there is a vacancy there.
Nate, we'll let you go on this. Can anybody beat Alabama? Is it Georgia? And that's about it, if anybody.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can. You watch those guys play, and it's like, the only people that might be able to beat them are their second team. I mean, they're so loaded at every position. And I watched the Arkansas game, and that's what makes it even harder for Arkansas fans, when you see just how much of a gap there is. And Arkansas is not the only team in the SEC that's like that. Most of them. Georgia matches up with them better than others. Auburn could play them tough just because it's the Iron Bowl and they have some pretty good athletes on defense. But, yeah, I don't see anybody beating them. They always have a good team. But this year looks like one of those teams where they will win it, and they will win it convincingly. And I think, not winning it last year fired everybody up down there to make sure they took care of it this year.
Good stuff. Hey, Nate, always great talking with you. College football, it's always something going on and coaching searches. And it's going to be different this year, too, with the change in recruiting with that early December signing period that'll be happening. But we'll talk about that next time, Nate. Good catching up with you again.
Yeah, good talking to you guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Nate. That's Nate Olson, Whole Hog Sports. Good stuff out of him, as always, on the Draft House 50 hotline. We've hit our top of the hour time out. When we come back, though, in the second hour, Cody Peck, BC Divide. He is the Cyclone half of the Brothers Peck. He will be on with us at about 5:20. And Trent, you and I will get into a little baseball tonight and a lot more as well on the other side of the top of the hour break.
Looking forward to it, Jimmy B. We'll come back with more on the other side. The 5 o'clock hour is next here on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is Ryder Than You, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines' Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Today, there are over 47 million Ford vehicles on the road, rolling on over 188 million tires. That's a lot of rubber to trust to anyone other than a hardworking specialist at Ford Service. No one knows your Ford better than Ford and Ford Service.
Get a $140 rebate by mail on 4 select tires when you use the Ford Service credit card at the Big Tire event. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 12/31/17.
Hi, I'm Tabitha Coffey, TV personality and small business advisor. Many of the businesses I work with just need extra capital for things like remodeling or purchasing more products. That's where Cabbage comes in, with flexible lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds when you need them without reapplying. Cabbage has supported over 100,000 small businesses. Get started at cabbage.com/transform or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, 855-CABBAGE.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman, something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right, but don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Hey,